time now for the 8 o'clock news read by Brian Jennings.
Political parties are due to publish a range of policy papers later today as their leaders continue to campaign across the country ahead of the general election. Independent candidates will also be explaining their policies to the electorate on what's the third full day of campaigning. Polling takes place on Friday the 29th of November. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Fianna Fáil will unveil its manifesto for the general election this morning, the first party to provide an overview of its policy plans. Fine Gael will publish its housing policy, while Sinn Féin will explain how it intends to abolish the USC. The Social Democrats Gary Gannon and Catherine Murphy will publish their plan on how to prevent the waste of taxpayers' money. The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris will campaign in Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal this afternoon. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will be in Monaghan and Meath. Both the Green Party leader Roger O'Gorman and the Labour leader Ivana Bacic will be on the stump in the Dublin South Central constituency. What's unclear is if the row over Michael O'Leary's negative comments about teachers at Peter Burke's Fine Gael campaign launch will rumble on. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, a former teacher, said he completely disagreed with the Ryanair boss's comments, adding, "Our education system has played a significant role in the creation of modern Ireland."
The 29th annual UN climate negotiations involving almost 200 countries are underway this morning in Baku in Azerbaijan. COP29 will include a major push to secure a commitment for $1 trillion per year of new climate finance for poorer and developing countries. Ireland's Environment Minister Eamon Ryan has been given a key role by the COP29 presidency to help identify and remove barriers that might prevent an overall agreement. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
"We can only prevent the climate crisis from decimating all economies, including the largest, if every nation has the means to slash greenhouse gas pollution and boost climate resilience. That is the key message COP29 delegates are likely to hear over and over again in Baku over the next 2 weeks. The ask is for more than $1 trillion per year of easy-to-access and highly affordable loans, grants and other supports so that poorer nations can be enabled to protect themselves, recover from climate disasters and transition to low or zero carbon economies. Eamon Ryan will play a significant part in the talks. He has been appointed to work with negotiating countries and blocs, such as the Small Island Developing States or the EU, to identify and overcome barriers to a final agreement. He said developing nations are looking for fairness, not freebies."
At least six people have been killed in Russian air attacks overnight in southern Ukraine. 21 other people were injured, including a number of children. Five people were killed in the Mykolaiv region and one was killed in Zaporizhia, where a residential building was also destroyed. Air raid alerts were issued overnight for all of Ukraine, with power cuts introduced in Kyiv due to the threat of Russian missile attacks. Donald Trump's campaign team has said it will not comment on reports in the Washington Post that he spoke by phone to the Russian President Vladimir Putin 2 days after winning the US election. Mr. Trump has vowed to quickly end the war in Ukraine, but has yet to disclose details of such a plan. The Washington Post newspaper reported that Mr. Trump urged the Russian leader not to escalate the war in Ukraine. A man in his 40s is still being questioned by Gardaí following a fatal hit-and-run incident in County Kildare. A 16-year-old boy died after he was struck by a vehicle that failed to remain at the scene when he was walking on the road at Blackwood near Robertstown in the early hours of yesterday morning. A 29-year-old man has died following a single-vehicle road crash in County Tyrone. The incident occurred in the Orchard Road area of Strabane yesterday morning. Police say they are continuing to establish the circumstances surrounding the crash and they have appealed for information. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A foggy or misty start in some parts today, but this will clear through the morning. It'll be a dry and bright day with good spells of sunshine. Fresh with highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees.